Minnesota poll, Joe Biden 48%, Donald Trump 44.8%. By Hannah Blow on October 29, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over President Donald Trump in Minnesota. The decades-long blue state Republicans hope to flip, according to a Trafalgar Group survey released Wednesday. The survey, conducted October 24 to 25, among 1,065 likely general election voters, showed the former vice president leading Trump 48% to 44.8% when leaners are included. Biden's 3.2% lead is just outside of the survey's +2.92% margin of error. The survey also showed rap superstar Kanye West garnering 3.3% support, followed by Libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen with 2%. Just over 1% remain undecided. A Trump victory in Minnesota would be historic, as the state has not voted for a Republican presidential candidate in 48 years. Trump came close in 2016. His former challenger, Hillary Clinton, won the state by fewer than 45,000 votes, or 1.5%. Last week's MinnPost poll also showed Biden with a single-digit lead, garnering 49% to Trump's 44% in the state. Despite the polls showing Biden holding an edge, Minnesota native and outspoken Trump supporter Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow, believes Trump will flip the state red in this election. Appearing on Breitbart News Tonight earlier this month, Lindell said Minnesotans are sick of our leadership in Minnesota and they're definitely afraid of Biden and a Democratic Party that would have radical leadership. The Democratic Party they thought they had for 50 years or whatever, that ship sailed a long time ago. It slowly went away, but it's no longer there, he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Mike Lindell, October 13, 2020. I really believe it's going to be a Minnesota victory for the first time since 1972, Lindell added. Speaking to a crowd of supporters in Ocala, Florida, earlier this month, Trump predicted that he will win Minnesota because of Ilhan Omar, a far-left member of the squad who represents the state's 5th congressional district. Think of it, she hates our country, she hates our country. She comes from a place that doesn't even have a government and then she comes here. She tells us how to run our country and she hates our country, he said. Can you imagine? Hasn't been won by a Republican but we're doing very well there, thank you very much, Omar, Trump added.